You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Your girl, Little Mo. You can't hate on me. Cause I just wanna chill and take a ride. Shotgun in your 745. Oh, baby, you know I got your back. And I need to feel you next to me. We got a baby. And you know that I won't have another man around your child. Sometimes I really wanna cry. Cause the love is so good.
Boy, if you really love me now, can we walk down that?
Welcome back to the In Deep Show. This is IDS Extra special production, continuation, all that good stuff from our last show entitled Dating Sucks. I am your man, Big B, and I have our panel back together to tackle some more of your questions, your feedback, and all that good stuff. In case you forgot the panel, as always, you know, I have my right hand, Queenie, y'all.
Hey, welcome back. Thank you for pushing play. I know last time was a little rough.
All right. With no more room for stamps in his passport, he is able to sit still. We have Diego, y'all.
Hey, hey, y'all. The truth hurts.
Shit. Here we go.
Well,
the opening credits against insulting people. And straight from the BX.
That's right.
Miss Sonia, y'all.
Hey, hey, what's going on?
It's all right, all right.
Can I apologize real quick?
Apologize.
I have to apologize to Miss Sonia. I got so psyched last time I said BK. I was like, oh, damn it, that's Brooklyn. It is the BX.
The BX, yes. Yeah,
my apologies.
The Boogie Down.
The Boogie Down.
NYC.
Yes.
Yep.
My bad.
Nice.
It's okay.
All right. So we put a lot of info out there on the last show. We had a lot of back and forth and forth and back. And, you know, once again, like our wonderful audience does, they like to stop and harass us while we're getting bread, milk, and eggs and water from the store and give their feedback at that point. It's not to tire people. We have a platform for that. Sure, we should start using it.
It would be great.
Yes.
Because I got some really funny text messages, but not in the proper format, so I can't.
Right.
I can't share it.
We can't go fishing for all that.
Yeah, I have to go back through, and nobody. I ain't doing that shit.
Back time for that. So, if you want to run through, I guess, a little bit about each other, do we need to? Do they remember? Should they go back and listen to the first show?
That would be great.
Go back and listen to the first show. Figure out who the hell we are if you don't know.
Right.
Without further ado, we're going to get into this show. Queen, yeah. Queen, what we got?
All right. I just wanted to give some quick feedback from Kmart, one of the Deepsters. He says, bruh, I love that IDS Extra. Y'all should do more of these. Enjoy the questions. The Queen and I had a long talk about Valentine's Day. So, that's dope.
Mm. Ask, yeah. And ye shall receive.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's oh, yeah. Day. Wait a minute. I just thought about something. Yeah, Valentine's Day just happened.
Yeah,
so, just went down. Yeah, Diego, how was your Valentine's Day?
I don't believe in Valentine's Day because I look at it like this. If I don't like you no more on the 14th than I did on the 13th, or I'm gonna like you anymore on the 15th. So it is what it is.
How many people did you make mad?
Oh, quite a few. Quite
okay,
a few.
Yeah, all right.
A lot
then.
Of people were upset.
Okay, very well. Miss Sonia.
I don't do Valentine's Day either. It's the same thing. I got a couple of poems, ooh, a couple of phone calls.
Oh, share the poem. Share the poem.
Roses are red, violets are blue.
Right. It was like,
I want to do it to you. Why don't you let me?
Right.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. It was, I don't know. It was like, I'm here alone. I wish I was with you. And skies are blue. It was, you know, one of those things. But the thing is, haven't seen you in how long?
Goodbye. Was that joint on a Snoopy Valentine's Day card?
No, it was in a text message.
Oh, that's sweet though. I mean, at least you got it. I mean, that was nice.
What you mean?
What happened to the thought that counts?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, I haven't seen the brother in years, but you just want to reach out on Valentine's
right.
Day.
Yeah, whatever,
that's whack.
Totally whack.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Yeah.
Sucky, sucky.
It is what it is then.
Yeah, that's it.
Till it ain't. We got some more feedback?
We do have more feedback. Do you have a half hour to spare?
No.
Oh, wow.
Chop that joint up, Szechuan style, if you have to.
All right, so we got some more feedback. And like our show, it comes in two parts. So here it is.
Yo, what up? BTG. Hey, Queenie, the last question. I don't know if it was the last question, because I called in. As he was talking about the whole, why do we still ask women why if they know how to cook? Well, look, truth be told, we just asking because it's not a demand that they have to cook for us. I just think it's more of, you know, sometimes we don't want to cook. And, you know, we just want to know, I can cook my damn self. I can feed myself. I don't have a problem with that. But we want to know, can you cook as well? That's it. You know what I mean? And your ass is gonna want to eat anyway. Not you, but I'm just saying in general, she gonna want to eat anyway. And so how you eat? Can you feed yourself? Do you know how to cook? Because nowadays these women don't cook. And even if it's after sex or something like that, I mean, just to sit up there and get up out of the bed, go make some tacos or whatever you want to make, you know what I'm saying? It's just showing that unless it was bad sex. Don't cook for the nigga if it was bad sex. Get your ass up out of there. But especially if it's my own food, though, I'm just asking. I'm not saying that you have to cook for me. I'm just saying, do you know how? A lot of females just know how to post pictures on Instagram these days. They don't know how to flip an egg over. They don't know how to make no damn omelet. They don't know how to make no burger. They don't know how to make no tacos, no casseroles. No, you don't know how to make spaghetti, my nigga, 2016, then we got a problem. If you can't make me some spaghetti and cornbread, I think we got a problem, okay? Tacos, at least, especially on a Tuesday. So, yeah, you know, I'm not saying that you have to. It's not mandatory because niggas like me or Big B or niggas that know how to cook, they can cook. We can cook for ourselves, but can you cook? And if you can, just get your ass up and cook. I'll cook for you. I'll cook for you even if the sex is whack. Because number one thing is I got to feed myself. And I was raised, don't never cook yourself. If you got company, you know, you got to make yourself and you got to make them some food as well. So get your ass up out of the bed and go make me some tacos and pour me something to drink. And don't forget my ice. Never.
I kind of feel like you answered the question in, you know how to cook. You get the fuck up and go make me some eggs or tacos or whatever.
Don't forget my ice.
Don't forget my ice.
But he said that, though. He said he can and will.
He did say that.
But, you know, I guess can you? Yeah. But wait, there's more.
Oh, okay, great.
But hold up. I ain't finished it. That was an excellent goddamn topic. And another thing, Queenie, I love you. But look, if you don't know how to cook, like, that's cool. Truth be told, we don't even really care that you don't know how to cook. It's just let us know ahead of time so that phone call won't be, babe, what's for dinner? Instead, that phone call is going to be, babe, what would you like to eat? So I can either bring something home already cooked, prepared, or I can bring something home, or I can tell you to put something out so when I get there, it's cooked. Just keep it real. That's all we want. And then, I'm not going into no dating or getting into no relationship. And the first question I ask, do you know how to cook? If I do ask you a question, that's just starting a combo. Do you know how to cook? What do you cook? What's your favorite dish? You know what I'm saying? What do you like to cook? And if you don't know how to cook, look, it's not a bad thing. That just tells me you wasn't focused on that area. You just wasn't. I'm the nigga that likes to eat. So I learned how to make oatmeal. I was making oatmeal the wrong way before I knew how to make it the right way. My mom would tell you, may she rest in peace, that at 3-4 years old, I'm climbing in the damn sink, putting oatmeal in a pot, and pouring water in and mixing it and thinking I'm making oatmeal. I just wanted to learn how to cook. and eat. But if that's not your thing, that's fine. We just saying, let us know. Because like you said, at 40, my nigga, it's almost that time. It's time for us to sit down. We need to know if we got to make food for the family, or are we going to get some of that responsibility to the wife. My wife, personally, my wife, there's certain dishes that she can't cook that I like. That's not a bad thing. The fun thing is I get to teach her how to make them and how to make them the way I like it. And then there's certain things that she teaches me. But if you, look, bro, if you just don't know how to cook, then you just don't know how to cook. But let us know. We going to ask. We're not asking and telling you that because you don't know how to cook that we not going to fuck with you. Niggas is going, we going to have sex with you regardless if you know how to make some chicken or not. And we going to have sex with you. The scary thing is the women who try to cook that don't know how to cook. That shit is scary because I'm not going to eat your chicken. That shit ain't done, nigga. But if you don't know how to cook, just tell us. We're not about to sit up here and blast you on Facebook or nothing like that. Nigga, we just keep it real with us. You want us to keep it real? And that's about it. Queenie, this was an excellent day. I need to get on that show. That idea is extra shit. Man, I need to get on that. I had feedback for the other shit, but this right here, niggas love to eat. I know I do. I'm about to go home and eat right now. I'm about to call my wife right now and be like, you know how to cook? She don't know what I'm talking about, but goddamn, I'm going to ask her anyway. I'll holler at y'all. Great goddamn
topic.
Let me get over
it. Oh, wow. 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 You know, in my years, many, many years of dating, I've never asked that question of a woman. So
kudos to you.
I guess, you know.
So. I mean, I've had brothers ask me that question on, like, the first conversation. And then if I say yes, they'll say, okay, so why don't you come over? This is the first date. On the first date, they're saying, so why don't you come over and show me your skills? Mm-hmm. Now, come on. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Like, we already know what that's about. Come to my house. But that's a turn off.
Right.
It's a turn off, especially for the first date. Like, just, you know, just put some work in.
Well, like I said, I got burnt by not asking a question. Mm. I put the ring on it and everything.
Oh. Ooh, we remember. Ooh. You was a little upset on the last show. You know what? I will say I do think he made a great point when it came to asking a question. So if you're out on a date, and I'm not saying it has to be the first date, maybe in the second date, but you could ask somebody, you know, what is your favorite dish to cook?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And on that point right there, if your answer is spaghetti, I'm going to assume you don't know how to cook.
Right, because that's very
What easy. If it's like bomb-ass spaghetti?
Yeah.
You really need to... You probably need to just put human flesh in it at this point to make it something different than what it is. I mean, what we doing over here? It's ground beef, ground turkey, sausage, chorizo. I mean,
maybe she makes her own sauce. Maybe she makes her own pasta. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't even know.
Right. I can dig it. That's what I'm saying. You better be.
Better be cranking out that pasta with the flour on the counter and rolling and kneading dough and shit.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm about to come home. You got flour all up on your forehead. All that. I mean, but if it's spaghetti, you're gonna have to do something.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's still I think a good question to ask.
Because really, spaghetti, on all intents and purposes, is a step off of college struggle food. Yes. You know.
What if it was like baked ziti?
I mean, and that's actually bleeding over because it's just still it's pasta meat sauce.
Yeah, but that, you know.
But I mean, you can doctor it up. You know what I'm saying? It
like depends a good on. Lasagna. What about a good lasagna?
Right. That's you know. Yeah. Most of that Italian shit.
I mean, that's easy.
It's all dependent, you know. And then now when you start stuffing some shells and stuff like that, okay, now I'm going to listen to you. Mm-hmm. You know, but any of that basic bowl, some noodles. Fry some ground beef, pop a bottle of Prego. You're not impressing me.
Classical? No, not that either?
None of that.
Okay.
Even if you use that organic shit that has my last name on it.
Yeah. Mental note. Okay. So, moving
definitely,
right on.
Definitely like to thank the California Wonder Twins for...
Yes.
Sending in that info, that feedback.
You know, I mean, before we move on from the feedback portion, I will say I am really disappointed. I mean, I shouldn't be, But like I said, from the text messages I got, mm-hmm. I know Diego got something. I know Sonia got something. I know you got something.
Good God.
You know what I mean? And it's like, I know people were listening mm-hmm. and they're, you know, listening along and going, God, that what? Mm-hmm. He said, oh, broads, what? Wait a minute. You know, I know right. that was happening. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
But hey, I ain't messing with them in deep show people. They be coming at you.
We don't.
They
do
be
that.
Clapping back.
Well, we respect your opinion. Man. I mean, you know, absolutely. We want to hear back from you. I mean, if you disagree, agree, whatever. I mean, we want to hear back. I mean, that's the whole purpose of the show, so we can get a feedback, and maybe you could teach us something.
There you go.
I doubt it, but I mean, maybe you could. Maybe
the clapping back stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Without the hands. Okay. I was like, yes, he is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, okay. Never mind. As you always say, wah, 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 wah. All right, so let's go ahead and get into the question.
Let's get into it.
The first question, all right?
In tweet.
Oh, but before I do, so don't forget, guys, if you have questions, you can hit us up at indeepshow@yahoo.com or feedback 202-750-1437. Mm-hmm. We can't do this show alone, okay?
Right.
All right.
Adult topics. Get the kids out of the room. Here we go.
Here we go. I don't know if this maybe might be a simplistic question or it might be hard. I'm not really sure. But since our show is called Dating Sucks, what constitutes dating?
Okay. Let me just say this.
Okay, I guess Diego's going.
I'm going to jump right on in this because I have a lot of female friends and they always say, well, you know, I don't want to go out on a lot of dates because, you know, I think a lot of women, even in this day and age, a lot of women feel if you go out on a date, they feel obligated. And to me, dating is obligated to give up, you know, sex.
Okay.
And that's not dating at all. Dating is simple. You meeting out somewhere to enjoy each other's company. Not meeting at his house, not meeting at her house. That means you're meeting at a coffee house, movie, dinner, whatever the case may be. Dating is simple as that. You're going out and you're entertaining someone on an outgoing basis, and you're getting to know that person. It's a systematic way of getting to know that person. That's what dating is. Dating is not me. That's, you might date five guys, but doesn't mean you're fucking five guys.
Right.
That means that you're dating guys and seeing who is the best fit for you. And a lot of women, what you guys do, y'all sit there and y'all meet maybe a couple of guys, and y'all pick that one. And then y'all stick to that one guy and ride that dream till it dies. Y'all are ride a motherfucking dream till it dies. And instead of you saying, okay, I'm a date three guys and see who's going to present themselves to me as the best candidate for me, you guys go into that I got to impress him mode. I got to show him that I'm worthy of him instead of letting a man prove to you, baby, I'm worthy of you.
Talk about it.
And so that's, to me, is dating. And a lot of people don't know what dating really is. It's not about, you know, who spends how much money they spend on you or any of that. It's about the quality that you're sitting down with your little checklist as you're talking to that person, saying, you know something, this is a person that best fits me. And then you dwindle down, because most guys date five women at a time. You know, I mean, if you're good. If you're a regular guy, maybe you can handle two. But for your regular Joes, for extraordinary guys out there, most guys, you date five women, and then you just shrink it down to that one that gets most of your time, and then boom, next thing you know, you evolve into the next stage. And that's what dating is.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I think women date the same way. I mean, not all women want to ride it till the wheels fall off. I mean, there are some women that do that, but there are some women that go on dates every night of the week with a different, you know, with a different person, just trying to, you know, date and have fun. But sometimes it's a lot of energy, you know what I mean? So
what energy is it?
So then you have five dates that you're going on, five mm-hmm. dates per week. Now, for instance, so you're going in this okay, and I of course you want to kind of look at it like it's a sport. So you're kind of dating and you're just having fun having fun. But I mean, after a while, it does get a little tiring. So you have to know how to do it. I think dating is an art.
It is. I mean, you have to be a professional dater and understand. And I am. I'm a professional dater. I'm going to say it. I have never had a bad date because I know how to date.
And I think that's the thing, knowing how to date. A lot of people don't know how to date. It's actually an art because you have to say to yourself, what am I actually doing? Like, am I going to have fun, or am I looking for the one? Or
see, you just said it. You just messed up. It's the bottom line, looking for the one. There's no such thing as looking for the one.
Well, I'm just saying this is how women think. So we need to put into perspective, how do you date?
And that's what I'm just saying.
Okay.
Stop looking for the one. You're going out and it's like applications coming in. That's all it is. You're just taking in applications. You are the business. Yeah, and you're interviewing.
Okay.
You're looking for, you know, who's the best candidate for you. A lot of women go out there and you meet a guy and he might be talking the right talk, smiling, smelling good, looking good, yada, yada, yada. And then, you know, oh, girl, I think he's the one because, you know, he didn't even try to get into my pants or anything like that. And next thing you know, you all caught up with him because most women, not saying all of y'all, but most women are emotional creatures. So y'all feed off emotion and how you feel, and y'all put your feelings out there. Get rid of the feelings. Just go out, meet the person, and let them present their package to you.
Okay. Literally.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, figuratively and literally. I mean, look for that print.
But I mean, if it was a weekend like last weekend, I mean, you know, it was cold outside, so it must have been, you know, it might have been some turtles walking around. So, cut niggas some slack. But no, you know, it's funny that you use the analogy of riding the situation. Because in a sense, it's sort of like a horse race. You know what I'm saying? You might be watching the race and the horses come out the gate and you see one that looks like a surefire, like, oh man, he got this. But it's always the one that if you let the whole race, you know, exactly, go to completion, the one that comes out the back and sneaks up on, you know, on that back corner and comes out of nowhere, and that might be your winner.
Right.
But you would never have known that if you would have just watched where the race started, got up and started heading to the box office thinking you won some money.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's definitely an audition of sorts.
Right.
But I do think at some point you have to know when to start putting your blinders on and start eliminating. See, I think where a lot of the lines get crossed and a lot of the animosity starts is some people are in it for the sport of dating, and some people are in it for a final result of one.
Right.
And you have to find that out early.
Right. And then to me, it's like, you know, you have to be discerning and you have to take, I mean, dating is an emotional thing for people, but you have to take some of the emotions out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, like B said, you got to look at it as, okay, who's going to win the race? And that's where you have to look at it. And for a lot of women, I'm just putting it blankly, keep your legs closed. Okay. If it's because a lot of women can't do that. So basically, keep your legs closed because the guy's getting pussy anyway. It's not like he's waiting on your pussy. I mean, he's getting pussy from somebody else, you know?
Or jerking off.
Oh, no. I mean, you know, and jerking off because I like to do both. But the bottom line is, you know, but he's not waiting on your pussy. So don't think that, okay, if I don't give him sex, then, you know, it's not going to move forward. If you're that uncertain about you and if you equate your emotions with sex, keep your legs closed.
I'm going to put a little twist on that. I would say if you're going to open it one at a time. If you are in your situation, say you have three or four dudes or whatever, and you decide, all right, this guy seems to be what I want or whatever, whatever. And if you want to give that one, I mean, as long as you ain't fucking all three of them or whatever, I mean, if you want to give one and give him a shot or whatever, and you're solely doing that situation, you know, then so be it. But One thing I do want to say is it's a very awesome situation when you have two people dating and are mature enough to let each other know that they are dating and right, dating others, mm-hmm, and there's no attitude, feeling, or animosity involved, and they're able to work through that situation.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Because there's a lot of bands out there, too.
Right. Because honestly speaking, even if you tour not the right ones, you meet some of your best friends that way.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You do. You do. And that's one thing that I think a lot of people lose. The fact that it might not work out, but you can learn so much from someone just from dating. It might not work out. It might not even blossom to anything, but you learn an experience from a person. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's what right. is important.
And that person will be the one a lot of times that when you out just hanging out, mm-hmm. because now they're your friend, mm-hmm. and you go ahead and tell them the story about the person you're dating now, mm-hmm. and when as soon as they let that bullshit out their mouth, like, you know, oh, yeah, well, blah, 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 blah. No, girl, don't even try to shit. I remember when we was dating, you did that bullshit. Nah,
exactly.
You need to, you know, and he'll be real with you and, mm-hmm. and give you some good shit to work mm-hmm. with.
Exactly. I always say get a concubine. Have somebody on the side that you can go to.
You know what?
Well, you know, that you can, you know, when they're hard times. I mean, you know, because you do. Yeah, sometimes you need to feed on something because, let's face it, when you go to the grocery store and you haven't fed, you put everything in your cart.
Right. But
if you eat and you're not hungry, you're more selective.
I agree with that.
It sounded so much better when you said it that way than concubine.
Yeah.
Concubine is a good thing, though. There's nothing wrong with concubine.
Okay, well, we have to, you know what? You just gave me another question, and I have to remember to write that down. So let me see. What constitutes dating? There are some points that you guys all said that I actually agree with. And I know I can say from personal experience, I made that mistake, you know, where I was dating. I'm not going to say five people, but, you know, like, let's say just dating, hanging out with like two guys. And I think I prematurely said, you know what, this one is the one. And I cut off the other one. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was a mistake. And I can be honest and an adult and say that was a mistake. And I should have, you know, kept dating and getting to know both guys, you know. And, you know, like with the sex thing, yeah, whatever. If you decide to open your legs, that's on you. You grown, you know, whatever you want to do. But I really should have just got to know both men better. And by not doing that, I think I made a mistake on that, and I can admit it. But if you are going to go out there and date, you know, some people say date with a purpose. I say, depending on the space you're in, date to have fun as well. Mm-hmm. You know, let somebody take you out, and if you have no interest in the person, I'm not saying let somebody you have literally no interest in take you to, you know, like a five-star restaurant and spend $200 or $300 on you and then be like, okay, thanks, bye. Mm-hmm. You know, that's rude and you're using that person. Mm-hmm. But if you're hanging out and, you know, they're good and you're grown and they're grown and everybody's having a good time, do it. Have a good time. Get to know people. Practice. Because dating is practice, mm-hmm. you know, and that's one thing I definitely, when I, you know, get back out there, I will definitely look at it like that, you know, versus being like, okay, well, I can only date one person at a time. I have to, you know, go to dinner and do X, Y, and Z. No, go do fun shit. Go mm-hmm. do like, go to a mixology class together. Right. Go to a wine tasting together. Go to, go ice skating.
Right.
You know, and I know that might sound off to people. I mean, you might fall. It's okay. You'll fall together and it'll be cute. You know, go do like something besides going to the movies
right.
or going dinner. To dinner, yeah.
right.
you know, and don't get me wrong. I do think you can get to know somebody over dinner, you know, but maybe first go for drinks, go for a drink and then go for happy hour so you can get in that joint and get out. You know what I mean? And then that way, for that little bit of time, you can see, is there a spark there? Do I want to get to know this person? Do I want to spend time with this person? Yeah, no.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that's important to do, you know. But just go out there, have fun. Don't put so much pressure on yourself, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
I think the one thing that's across the board from what we all said is no matter how our answers may slightly differ from each other's, one thing that's not involved in the whole dating situation is deception.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
right.
Just be open and be honest.
Yeah. Right. yeah. I mean,
you got to be honest.
Be real.
Be honest
right.
with what
it's
you
more
want.
Fun when you
right.
real with it.
I mean, yeah, like you said, let somebody, if you're dating somebody, let other people, let them know. Because, hell, maybe that might make them step up their game. Yeah.
Right.
You know? All right, we're going to take a really quick break, and we will be right back. Thank you for listening.
In the beginning we chase them, make them feel wanted. But now that we got them, it ain't time to let them go. We discover the power that kisses hold. The time it took now has been replaced with priorities. Now it's like erasing. Heard they got pills to make a Jimmy work stronger, but I need a pill to make my heart work longer. She's a good woman, yes, I know that I want her, but my hunger got me yearning for more. I try to tell her that I just ain't ready, but she done told all her friends already. Wish it was a pill to keep my heart steady, yeah. Heard I got pills to make a Jimmy stay stronger, but I need a pill to make my heart stay longer. She's a good woman, yes, I know that I want her, but my hunger got me yearning for more.
All right. Are you still out there? You still listening? Thank you for hanging around. Can I just say, I am very proud that we kept that first question very civil. Everybody was like, yes. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Yeah. Part of some of what you said was great. Yeah. Yeah. So that was cool. Well, that was real cool.
Well, I just want to add something to that.
Okay.
To that last question. And this is for the brothers.
Nah, bitch! Oh.
This is for the brothers. Now, the brothers that say that they're looking to date, they're out here trying to date, you know, and they want to date. Stop trying to ask women to meet you on the side of the road in the parking lot of Walmart and Sears, okay?
Why? Because if
you want to meet and greet me or a young lady, go to Starbucks, go to Panera, go get a drink. Stop trying to see if I'm drink worthy or if the woman is first date worthy, and you're trying to meet me or the young lady, whatever, in the parking lot of Walmart or Sears first.
Damn, not Sears. But is not Nordstrom?
Is that the guy's problem or the woman's problem?
Well, you know what? It's both.
No, it's the guy. No, it's the woman. Problem.
Well, yeah. Okay, so women. Okay, this is to you women also. Know your worth. Do not go out and meet somebody in the parking lot, in a dark parking lot. If he can't take you to a nice, or if you guys can't come to an agreement that you're going to meet in a well-lit place, then don't go.
It's not the guy's problem, because the bottom line, we're predators. Where we eat is where we eat.
Okay, before y'all really, because before you sound like you're about to go off on somewhere land, because that actually almost ties into my next question.
Okay.
Okay, so my next question is, again, since we're talking dating, discuss online dating and meeting for the first time. Like, where is the appropriate place to meet somebody? I mean, clearly, Sonya's saying not a parking lot at Sears.
Right.
I mean, unless you had to go in there and pay a bill and you was like, meet me outside because I'm coming out anyway.
Right.
But if not, let's talk about online dating. And where you can meet somebody.
All right. Mm-hmm. You want to go, Sonya?
Yes. Go ahead.
Make it work, girl. Make it work.
All right. So number one, ladies.
Ladies.
Okay. This is for you. Do not meet anybody in a parking lot on the side of Route 202 somewhere on the side of the road. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That was very specific.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I'm just saying. Just don't do that. Okay. Make sure it's during the early afternoon in a well-lit area, preferably, you know, maybe Panera, Starbucks, just for a meet and greet. And then from there, I guess you guys can decide if you're going to actually go on your first date. Be cautious. Ask for a proof of life picture before you go. That means before I leave to meet you, take a picture right now while I am talking to you so I can see who you are, okay? You can't get a proof of life, don't go. Don't go. It's not that deep, okay? And have fun with it, but know your worth. Don't be all thirsty, because the thirst is real.
Oh, let me drink right now.
Thirst is real. Don't be all thirsty. Just have fun with it. Don't try to meet somebody the first date and like, oh, he's going to be my baby dad. No.
Because he got good hair?
Right. Oh, right.
And he likes skinned it in.
Yeah. Okay. Don't do that. Just relax, okay? Everybody's thirsty these days. Just relax. And brothers, too, don't try to lock her down the first time you set eyes on her. Just see what you're getting into, okay? Have fun. All right. That's what I want to put. That's the info I want to give. What about you?
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest with you. People, let's not make this any harder than it has to be, especially if you are of, let's just throw an age out there, 40 and up. You know, clearly you've had enough obstacles in your life already. Don't invent more. You people are grown. You have a head on your shoulders. What feels right, what feels comfortable. You know, at this point in the game, you've been on enough dates, you've been in enough situations that you should have a bit of common sense and a lot of instinct with you. So if it happens to be, if I meet you online and I reach out and you respond and it just so happens to be at dusk and I'm, you know, and when I hit you, you know, you say, hey, what area do you live in? And I'll say, here, you know, I just happen to be there or whatever. Don't drive yourself crazy trying to follow some set guidelines on what dating 101 should be. Go with what you feel, but be careful, of course, but just go with what you feel. Stop making it so hard for yourselves to find what it is that you desire.
Okay. Well, let me just kind of put it out there. Okay. And I have a lot of friends who do online dating, and I've done online dating myself. And I don't think anything's wrong with it. A lot of people put that stigma, oh, online dating. Look, if you're in your 40s, okay, 40 and up, let's face it, you're not hanging out at the same spots you used to. So that kind of shrinks the pool of where you're meeting people. So online dating is a good point of reference to meet new people that you normally would not meet, even if they're in your town or they're out of town. You normally wouldn't come across these people. So with that being said, online dating is not a bad avenue to go down to say, okay, this is opens a world that I normally wouldn't have access to. So simple things. Online dating is what it is. All it is an extension of what you would do if you normally would run into someone at a Starbucks, movie, grocery store, whatever. It does, you know, if you saw someone on the street, you can say, hey, how you doing? And it gives you that instant visual effect, whether you like that person or you don't like that person. You get to, you know, ask the questions, the numbers, whatever you're exchanging during that process. Online dating is a different animal because it allows you to be more discerning about what you're looking for. Okay, so when you're scrolling down and you're looking at, you know, the male or female or whatever you're looking at, it allows you to be more discerning. Now, with that being said, you got to be honest. And let's face it, the bottom line with online dating is a lot of people out there still bullshitting. You're bullshitting yourself. You're bullshitting the other person, and you're going to keep getting the same bullshit you put out there. Okay? Now, you know you some broke-ass nigga who can't do nothing, and you just trying to meet some side piece. Then, you
just
know.
Say that.
Let's just say that.
Go to Tinder.
Yeah, right. Go to Tinder. Go to whatever it is, Poof or whatever, POF or whatever it is. Cause
Grandpa, you said Poof?
Poof. POF, Poof.
Okay.
You know, all right, then. Because the bottom line is that's. There are plenty of people out there like you who are interested in the same thing.
Right.
Just be honest. Mm-hmm. You know, if you say, I just want to fuck, just say, you know something? I'm just here to fuck. And there's plenty of women and men out there who have the same agenda that you have.
Yes.
If you're going to put a picture up there, I'm tired of you women putting that same bullshit picture up there.
From 1992.
Nobody dates ahead, okay? Stop that motherfucking headshots. Okay? Nobody dates a head. I have yet to walk up to a woman and go, damn, baby, I saw your head, and I gotta holler at you. Okay? Stop with the side profiles and the headshots, and goddamn, you're making me mad. My blood pressure going up right now. Goddamn it. Because the bottom line is, put a picture up there. I'm not saying you have to have an ass shot up there. Okay? But stop putting headshots up there, all those glamour shots, knowing that damn well you don't look that good unless you go to the studio. Okay? Put a real shot up there. I mean, everybody got a new camera, okay? Nobody's doing flip phones that much. Ooh. Okay, so if you're doing a flip phone, you shouldn't be on the website in the first damn place. But the bottom line, everybody got the new iPhones or the Galaxies or whatever. Put a goddamn decent picture up there. There's no reason why no one can put a decent picture, you know, and give a proof of life of what they really look like. And I'm not talking about what I used to look last month. I'm talking about put a picture of you. I took this yesterday, baby. What you think? Clack, clack. Okay? Stop that. Stop the headshots, the little side profiles. Okay? I need a full body because there's somebody for everybody out there. If you're a big girl, there's guys out here who love big girls because some big girls are beautiful out there. I mean, you got the big booty, the big titties. They got everything.
All right.
Okay? If you're a small girl, there's somebody out there for you too. If you're in a wheelchair or if you're a midget, I've dated a midget. Ain't nothing wrong with a little midget love. Because the bottom line is somebody out there for everybody. But you got to be honest. And just like Sonya said, look, first of all, when you meet somebody, women, we are not here to fucking feed you, okay?
Right.
We're not here to feed you. I'm here to get to know you. Okay? So I'm not taking you out to dinner. And I'm telling every guy this, stop taking these women out for dinner all the time. Okay, you can get to know someone on a first date. You can get to know someone from Starbucks because you want to meet them during the daytime. Because what somebody look like during the daytime doesn't necessarily what they look like at night.
That's the truth.
You can see that strobe light.
Well, you know some women are strobe lights. You know, you can see that little track going wild in their head and stuff like that, making sure that their weave is tight because you know there's a lot of weave-alicious out there. You know, a little lace front, all the other stuff that goes on like that, wigs and everything like that. So you want to see what they look like, you know, during the daytime. So go out during the day, go out and meet someone, and I'm going to tell you, this is a PSA for ladies.
Oh.
You know.
Let me see if I agree with this. I'm hard.
First of all, it's like this. Ladies.
Oh, boy.
It's about your safety.
Okay?
There are a lot of predators out there.
Yes,
a lot of people
is.
Will do ill will to you.
Yes.
Stop meeting these guys in secluded spots, okay? I don't want to hear about you on Channel 5 News.
Right.
You know, you all... You know, in a dumpster somewhere, and somebody said she was a good person and all that bullshit. Stop meeting people in secluded places. Meet someone on your terms, a place that you're familiar with.
Yes.
And you meet the guy and say, okay, and get a look at him. Don't ever go meet him on his spot. Meet a place where you're familiar with.
A neutral ground.
Fuck him. No, because you don't need neutral. Guys is a guy.
Okay.
And if he's a punk ass bitch and he can't meet you at your spot, then you don't need to be bothered with him in the first place.
Wow.
You meet him a place that you feel comfortable with, at Panera, Starbucks, somewhere, you know, that you're comfortable with, and you meet that guy, you know, for coffee. Sit down and talk to him and ask real questions and shit. Stop asking that dumb shit that y'all always asking all the time.
Like what?
I live in Barry Farms. Can you come pick me up?
Oh.
Nah, if you don't have a car, I can't meet you.
There's some guidelines there.
Can we meet in Barry Farms?
No, you have to.
Well, it all depends on how fat you are now. If you're fat,
if you're fat enough, I'll take a bus.
If you got fat enough, I'll take a bus.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, it is what it is, but the bottom line is you got to feel comfortable. And I hear a lot of, you know, my female friends.
Hey, fellas, y'all feel comfortable too. Fuck all that.
No, no, no. I mean, you know, I'm just saying, if you're not man enough to handle your business out there, I mean, you should feel comfortable too.
I ain't man enough to take a bullet.
But the bottom line is you should feel comfortable and say, hey, if, you know, hey, can you meet me here at a Starbucks? And I say that because the bottom line, a lot of women, well, you can't take me for the drink. Bitch, I'm not trying to pay for your alcohol tab. Okay, I'm here to meet you and see if I even want to spend my money further to meet you anytime else. Because the bottom line, if you're not worth my time, then I'm not going to waste my time. I'm not going to waste my money on you. It's as simple as that.
And there's one more thing. You know what? I just thought of something.
There was something else? Okay,
yes.
Because I thought he had everything.
And the long distance relationships from state to state. If the brother is not trying to come and see you, ladies, don't be so thirsty to go to him.
Wait a minute. Are we still talking about online dating and meeting for the first time?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yes. It's yikes. Real. The game is a crazy game.
There's a lot of women who would travel from state to state to meet a guy in a different state. And I'm like, why would you put yourself out like that?
Yes.
Whoa.
Total stranger.
That's the same thing as a guy that comes to your state and say, oh, I'm here for the weekend.
Yeah, but you're a guy. You should figure you can handle yourself. It's a chances are, because of the way the society is, it's less likely for the guy to get killed than a woman.
Tell that dude in that got killed at the hotel.
Man, they set motherfuckers up out here.
Right. He was soft though. He was soft and you know.
Man, like that. Ain't nobody out here made a Kevlar.
But the thing about it, he shouldn't have been in the hotel in the first place. I'm saying
he shouldn't have been because he was married.
Right. But I'm just
to
saying,
a woman, meeting a dude. For the first time,
listen,
I digress.
Listen, I'm gonna put my 6'8", 350 pound punk ass out there. I met this chick and she was like, "You can meet me in Staten Terrace." I was like, "Nah, you can meet me at the mall."
Oh, no, I agree.
I'm not coming over there.
Right, because that could be a setup. But I'm just saying, when it all comes down to it, you want to meet in a public, well-lit place. Because
definitely
you
not
see,
my Darwin mall.
Right, you want to see... Yeah, no, no, oh, hell no, no, no. I mean, hell, that means we'll be mating in the basement. But the bottom line, you want to see what she looked like. You want to see what he looked like. I mean, see if he got a growth on his neck or whatever.
Oh.
Meet someone during the daytime. What? I mean, I don't know what's wrong with people. Stop being, like, you know, like Sonya said, stop being thirsty. The dating is simplistic. Make it easy. Meet. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. So I kind of feel like y'all said almost everything. But I just want to say, I think it depends on the dating site you're meeting on. If you're meeting on Poof or POF, then, you know, whatever. You know, and if you're meeting on Tinder, most people know if you're meeting on Tinder, then you know what you're meeting for. Tinder. You're swiping.
Yeah, I never heard of Tinder.
Just matter.
Tinder is like an app where you're looking to do it to people. You swipe right, you swipe left. And it really is like somebody, they could be in maybe 2 miles, a mile, or 10 miles from you, and y'all trying to meet to hook up. Some people have found, you know, like a dating situation on Tinder, but whatever.
Okay.
So really I'm talking about like the sites like Match, eHarmony. Mm-hmm. Can I tell y'all, I tried eHarmony like years. E-Harmony. No, wait a minute. Hold on. I tried. let me rephrase that. I started to try eHarmony years ago, but there were 5 million questions. And clearly eHarmony said, if you can't get through these 5 million questions, this site is not for you. And I was like, eHarmony, you are not for me. Yeah. Because, one, you're asking me the same goddamn questions just in different ways, and I'm smart enough to realize that's what you're doing. And then I just got bored. I was like, okay, clearly eHarmony is not for me. But for somebody that's real, real serious, then, you know, go eHarmony, Match.
They have a lot of women with mustaches on eHarmony.
Oh. What about Black People Meet? I mean, I know they still
What's
do
the
that,
one
right?
Where God chooses the people for you?
Oh. Christian Mingle?
There you go.
Everybody's in prison.
Farmers.
You got to love that there.
There's a farmers one.
Yeah.
I actually wanted to see when Jesus Christ himself came on my screen and was like, be her.
Yeah, but I mean.
Well, what happened?
I know, I'm just saying I wanted to do it.
Oh, okay.
But the thing about that Christian Mingle one. I think that's the worst one of all. It is. I mean, I've had female friends who are on Christian Mingle, and all the guys are in prison who answer male. Mm. So I think that's one of the worst.
I ain't looking to stack nobody's commissary.
Black people meet is not bad. I mean, none of them are bad, but you got to be discerning.
Can I just say real quick? Remember one time we went through, we were just looking through Black People Meet, just looking at the profiles. Right. We were like cracking up. Right, yeah. So I was like, oh, let me go see what, this was years ago. I was like, let me go look on Black People Meet and see what's happening. You know, and I got Diego to look through it with me. I mean, literally probably 2 hours later and us dying laughing. Yeah. We were like, this is what people are putting out here. Yeah, like, you got to step up and do better. If you're serious about online dating, if you're just looking to hook up with somebody, that's different. You're going to find somebody. Yeah. That's fine. That's easy.
Yeah, stop putting old pictures up there. I mean, come on, really?
Some of those people you can tell, it was like, that looked like that was from 1973.
And this day and age, it's blurry. A camera phone. What the hell are you putting some old picture of you in? First of all, and stop putting your children down there, goddamn it.
Oh, yeah, that's dangerous.
I don't give a shit about your children.
That's dangerous.
Well,
Stop putting your children up there.
Your
profile picture shouldn't be a group shot.
Exactly. Right. No, your children should not be a
Which one of y'all am I dating?
You're right, you're right. I mean,
right, or can it not be a picture of you and you can tell somebody standing beside you, but you can see like their part of their body,
their arm or their shoulder, or
part of their head. Yeah.
Right, because if you're that selective about the one picture you thought you looked good, that's not how you look every day.
Right.
And if you're standing, if you're sitting on or standing beside a wicker chair and a Moet background.
Yeah, if you have a background period in your picture, it is not for you. No. Stop it. It's the worst ever. And those, like I said, those glam shots, when you go to the mall and you can tell the cheesy glamour shots because you got that macrame shit on or that old lady stuff.
Macrame?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The old lady.
Golden Girls?
That's some old shit right there.
But you see them,
you know. The Golden Girls?
You know, I'm serious. They look like old and stuff. And they doing that little cleavage shot. The cleavage look like it got pimples and stuff like that. That's not cute.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what?
It's awful.
But the pictures are pretty big.
Yeah. It's the worst.
You know what? We should do one show where we just start going through profiles and look, reading shit just for fun.
Just putting people on blast.
No, not the person's name.
No, fuck that. Let's put people on blast.
Okay, No.
Me and Diego will be doing that show separately.
Okay, y'all can do that without me because I can't go to hard on somebody.
And the guys are no better because, like I said, I've seen, like I say, you know, Queen Nene and I went through the shots. Come on, guys.
We were crying. It was so bad.
Okay, if you're not in a rap group, stop wearing goddamn gold chains, okay?
Oh, forget
stop it.
And the gold teeth.
Okay, so and gold teeth.
What the hell?
Oh, that's a whole nother story right there.
Is this like 2000?
No, I'm serious.
Okay.
I'm serious. It's crazy. I mean, you know, gold teeth, gold chains.
Lord. I just feel like we need to regroup and take a break real quick, and we will be right back with our next question.
What do I do with these feelings? Longing to have you near. The bad things always feel so good. Why can't I just stay away? Though our situation was understood, still does not mean it's okay.
Bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Stretches all down my back to keep me right on. Hey, you're crazy, bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Stretches all down my back to keep me right on. Take it all, the paper is your game. You're jumping bed with fame. Another one not paid in full.
All right, all right. We're back, y'all. I hope you guys are enjoying this because we enjoy giving this to you. So, like I say, please give us your feedback.
That's what he said.
Now, going back to our, I guess, our last question of the evening. Hopefully, you guys really are enjoying this. But here we go. Do men and women understand that they're trying out for a roster spot when it comes to dating? Now, let that sink in a little bit, okay? Now, let me just give you, for instance, like RG3. Remember that guy? All-star, all-world. He's the savior of the Washington Redskins. He was number one draft choice. He was a surefire can't miss. Now look at him. He's just on the roster. Really on the bench. That's what dating's all about. It's going for those number one draft choice and understanding that you're a number one draft choice. So now we're going to open it up. Let's go. Who's going to start first?
Since you're a Cowboys fan and wanted to use that analogy, let me please be the first to respond. You see, it's just like we said earlier in the dating process. When you are not in your right mind and you make poor decisions out of a false sense of need, mm-hmm, or a false sense of urgency, you make decisions off of someone that on the first fuck may seem like an all-star. But when it's time to bring something real to the table, something tangible, something that I can bring to motherfucking Pepco and keep the lights on, something that I can bring to the mortgage company and keep the roof over my head, you know, you don't have none of those things that completes the circle that's a relationship, well then, yeah, that's what happens. So, yeah, it goes back to what we said earlier. Now, there are other beautiful examples of that. Who's Dallas' backup?
Oh, we don't have one right now.
But you went through a few of them.
We went through three, but we don't have one.
Exactly. What was it? Whedon?
Whedon.
Whedon. His last name said it all. We weeding them out. What was the next one?
Wow. What was it?
It was Whedon, and there was another one.
Yeah, some other guy.
Then, like a classic cowboy, we went back to the one we fell in love with the first time.
Exactly.
And finally, she was still broke up.
Still broke.
And we had to go back to, now we had to put our tails back between our legs and go back to the ones we dumped. We dumped her for to come back. Mm. Yeah. So, yeah, dating can be just like a dysfunctional football team, whether that team was once in the DMV area or that team has been in the Dallas Arlington area. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
Do we need to talk anymore?
Well, I mean, I just want to break it down a little bit, and I'm going to get in trouble for this.
Okay,
I know I am, but you know, Trouble is my middle name.
Diego Trouble Smith.
Dating.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jenkins.
And number one draft choice. Let me just say this, ladies, and men too. So it goes both ways. Some of you still think that you are number one draft choices, and you're not. Some of you are good free agents, or top draft, top choice free agents, and some of you are over the hill free agents.
Mm.
Okay, and it all depends on your tread wear. Most likely, if you're in the, I'm gonna say between the 24 and say 28. You're still a good top number one draft choice.
Oh, my.
You're still a draft choice. I have to disagree with that.
You can disagree all you want to.
Because I don't think it depends on your age. I think it depends on how much mileage you have on your pussy. Because you could be 23 to 28 and have 300 men.
No, it has nothing to do with sex.
Yes, it does.
No, we don't. No, we're looking at men. If you look tired. We're looking at men, okay, and have men look at women and their shelf life. Okay, because women, y'all have a shorter shelf life than men.
Look,
I know it's gonna be ugly, but
I've seen some young women that look downright old. And
I'm not saying they don't count.
Cause look, you said between 23 and 28.
I'm saying good looking. I'm not talking about the ugly ones out there. No one cares about them. I'm just saying for the most part, when you're looking at dating, okay, and you're looking for that number one draft choice, and you're looking for things that those intangibles that she brings, okay, does she got a strong arm? You know. Does she got strong lip action? Okay. does she present well? Because the bottom line, you want to bring that chick in that when you walking in, that she presents well. I mean, does she have bad feet? Can she wear heels? Does she look good in her clothing? Does that package present? So when you walk in a place with her, by either restaurant or whatever, what does she bring? Okay? Now, those are what I'm talking about. Now, once you bring her in and you try her out and she kind of falters, then that's when you start going for the free agent market. You know, start bringing in other women who are a little bit more, you know, seasoned, like the 30-year-olds, 35s, mm-hmm. you know, that a little bit more seasoned. They've been on the big stage before and they know how to handle it.
Okay.
Just like RG3. Mm-hmm. Waterman, he did all the great things, but he couldn't handle the spotlight. And the same thing with dating. It's like you bring someone else in, they might start them off all right, but then you bring in a more seasoned veteran, mm-hmm. you know, and you give them the opportunity to be your number one roster spot, you know. Then you sit back and you start bringing others in, giving them the 10-day contracts, you know, to see how they kind of fare out, see how they kind of play the position, and you see who's going to be your number one starting position. And that's what it is all about. I mean, dating is that simple.
So, okay, let me ask you a question. So now, is that a conversation that you and the person that you're dating, like, do you have that exclusivity conversation? Like, I want to be exclusive?
No, you know, no one's ever exclusive. No, I mean, you're exclusive, and you're on a 10-day contract, but you're not exclusive.
No, I mean, after you've been rocking for a little while.
What's a little while?
I mean, okay, so say you're dating somebody for, what, 3 months?
Okay, what's that mean?
3-4 months.
Okay, but I mean, you could be just kicking it with her for 3 or 4 months. Don't mean that she's in an exclusive contract with you.
Well, that's my question. I mean,
no, you know, you sit down, you just tell her, like, you know, like we stated earlier, you just say, you know, I'm dating other people. Other people are coming after your spot, you know.
So
I just want to let you know that you know, this is not an exclusive thing here. You're trying out for a position. Now, the position is open, and I'm giving fair tryouts. But some people, you know, even though you give them the tryout, they might just make it to special teams.
Mm. What does special teams include?
Special teams is basically you've been relegated to, like, punt duty, you know, 12 o'clock at night. I might need somebody to come over and, you know, fill a void. You're on a special team. That's special
okay,
teams.
Okay, so like a booty call.
A booty call is special teams. If you're relegated to special teams, pretty much your booty call.
You get that WYD text.
Right. What you doing? And at 10:30, yeah, you know, you're special team.
10:30, that's early.
Well, you know, I'm
you're
old.
Kind.
I'm old. I mean,
true
I
that.
Need my rest.
You are old.
I need my rest because you got to be out by 12. You know? So I'm just saying, so you get relegated, you know, relegated to that special team. And then once you go from special teams, all depends who's coming in filling the roster. But, you know, it is what it is.
So what about the men that don't want to have a conversation? Like, you know, I think a conversation needs to be had, you know. A
conversation about
okay.
what?
Okay, so you have some brothers that are dating, but they're dating other people, but they don't want to share that with the person that they're dating. But they don't want to tell all the other women that they're dating
other
people.
Okay, let's go on this assumption. And okay, let's break it down. Let's just assume, okay, every guy is lying. Can we go on an assumption?
Damn.
Every guy is lying.
Okay.
I'm not saying that all of them are. Just say every guy is lying.
Well, okay, you just said every.
I know. I know that. I'm being tongue in cheek.
Okay.
Because the bottom line is this.
So just assume that.
Yeah, just assume that every guy is lying.
Okay.
Just like, you know, the bottom line, you know, every time you meet a guy, unless he's gay, he's after your pussy. Of course we want the pussy.
Okay.
I mean, how we go about getting the pussy separates us from the next guy. We all want it. We all covet the pussy, but it's how we go about getting it that makes us different.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever think that, oh, girl, you know, he's so nice and everything like that, and he just want to be my friend. No, he doesn't.
We don't think that.
I agree and disagree.
What?
Yeah. What do you agree on?
I want to hear
what do you
this.
Disagree on?
About the, I mean, the way you made it sound like it was the end-all, be-all is getting the pussy.
No. When I say end-all, be-all, the bottom line, if I'm interested in you as a male-female relationship, mm-hmm. I mean, when I say relationship, I'm talking about I'm interested in you as a female, not mm-hmm. as a friend, not as whatever. But as
the
a female,
roster
I'm,
spot.
Yeah, you know, I'm mm-hmm. looking at you as a roster spot. Yeah, eventually I want to get the pussy. That's not the end all be all. Yeah, but okay. I'm interested in your pussy.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not interested in, you know, your mind.
But it depends. It depends. Yeah. Let's use the analogy used earlier with the Redskins, okay? Mm-hmm. If you use the mind frame of the Redskins over the previous 18 years, mm-hmm. okay? I would equate that with someone that has a 25 to 30-year-old mind. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're looking at the wrong things that are making that person a superstar. And you're overlooking the fact that this motherfucker can't stop getting locked up, can't stop hitting women, he can't stop taking drugs,
right.
and all that. But he can throw that motherfucker 60 yards, so that's my starting quarterback.
Right.
And then you get him on your team, he's some shit, he can't perform, and you keep that carousel going on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
The Redskins of the last couple years are more like, let me look at the whole picture. Let me look at not only the physical abilities, let me look at the I can't even think of the word I'm looking for now. The intelligence. Mm-hmm. You know, can he read a playbook? Can he remember plays? Can he run my team? Can he be a leader? You know, all of those things that may not be so glitzy and glamorous, but wins you games over the long haul.
Right.
Makes you a star organization, not just a flash in the pan for a year. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's sort of the same thing in the sense that when you're young, first thing you want to know is how bomb is that pussy, how good is that mouth.
Right.
What that mouth do?
But after that, what?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm talking, but that's generation. I mean, it all depends on what age you are and what exactly. you're looking for. Like, if you're in your 20s, of course, you're looking for a certain different things than your guy in your 30s, 40s, and 50s. So you're looking totally different. And that's why I'm saying, as your roster spot goes, you're looking for different qualities mm-hmm. in your star player.
And I think once you get to 50, you're starting to revert back to 25.
I mean, well, I think if you're doing that at 50, you're reverting back to 25, then you need to look at your franchise as a company and say, look, maybe you're the problem.
And there's nothing wrong with that. If you can grasp hold of that's my game plan, I'm not looking for mm-hmm. sustained championships. I'm just looking for a hell of a game.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it depends if you've been divorced and you're out of it and you've been married for years or locked down for forever.
Absolutely.
Right, and that all depends. But I'm just saying, if you're just this average guy out there and you're looking for that star quality, a lot of times it's like you might go after that RG3 or whomever is the number one draft choice, and it looks all nice and shiny out there. But when you sit back and you look at all the things that this number one draft choice don't bring to the table, then maybe you need to start looking back and start getting some, you know, some top free agents in on your roster to say, okay, they're not stock quality, they're not number one draft choices, but they bring other things that you might want to look at.
And real quick, and just to finish up on that analogy, and it goes using that RG3 analogy, it goes both ways.
No, it does. It does.
If you as a woman aren't doing the things that made you a superstar. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Once you got on the team and you got the endorsement deals and all that, and now you're saying, hey, I don't want to run that offense no more.
Right.
And you're saying, I'm going to get this mouth game up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well then, shit.
Yeah. And it goes both ways.
You fall to the bench.
And it's a goal for the guy. I mean,
or cut.
The things that you're doing and all of a sudden you're not doing anymore and all of a sudden you're getting lazy. And, you know, it's, I mean, because it goes both ways. That's the way you have to look at things.
Definitely.
Yeah. Whoop.
But I mean, okay. it's about stocking. It's like getting those draft choices in, and basically trading, getting rid of people, putting people where they are. And let's face it. I mean, you know, sometimes you are what you are. Sometimes you are just a roster spot on special teams, and there's nothing to be wrong with it because people, you need special teams. Special teams is the backbone mm-hmm. of a team.
Oh my goodness.
No, it is. Special teams.
I understand that, but sometimes women don't know that they're being placed on the special teams.
Yes, you do. You don't want to, you know.
Yeah,
no, I'm sometimes.
How do you know?
It's how a guy treats you. Mm-hmm. It's how a guy treats you. Mm-hmm. If only time he's calling you at nighttime, mm-hmm. but he's not really taking you any place significant or everything like that, you know you special teams.
You may not know it immediately,
but
you should figure it out over short enough time period.
Right, and if you don't figure it out, it's because you don't want to figure it out.
Right.
Well, that's, you're holding, that's very true. Mm-hmm. So now if you, now, okay, so say you're dating somebody and all of a sudden you feel like you don't even want them on any of your teams. Do you, as a man, do you have that conversation? Well, you know, I don't think I'm really going to be calling you back. Or do you just fade to black?
No, you call them back. You just tell them. You tell them to say, look, you're just not making the roster.
Okay, because there's some brothers that just fade to black. They don't call. They don't say anything. I mean, they just don't.
They call their ghost.
But don't make somebody something that they're not.
Right.
If they're not that person, if their actions are showing you who they are, don't make them be somebody else.
Right.
Okay.
Be thankful that they stop calling you and it's over.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The mistake happens where now you like, oh, motherfucker, why you not calling? And in doing that, now you've injected some feelings that you really didn't have there in the beginning.
Right.
But because of your quest to get an answer or to get closure, now you done brought yourself back into a situation where you really didn't want to be.
And now you become a post, like a meme.
Exactly.
Or a picture like a on Twitter.
God, that's crazy, bitch. Right. Just keep calling me.
You know what I'm saying?
And
people are retweeting and sharing the shit you put out there.
And I'm just saying, guys don't need closure.
Then their boys won't fuck you.
Yeah, we don't need closure. We just need new pussy.
Okay.
We don't need closure.
Okay. Wait a minute. What?
Oh.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't even know.
Oh, I'm just saying, you know, because, you know, she was going back with saying, what if the guy, and sometimes, you know,
because
women need closure. They need to understand, well, why you don't like me? I mean, didn't I do this and I did this for you? Yeah, boo, I know, but sometimes it just don't work out, you know?
Okay, I feel like you're going into a totally different question,
I was a little inquisitive. Sorry. Yeah.
No. Well, okay. You want to add something real quick before we move on?
No, that was the only thing. That's what I wanted to know about the whole fade to black. And
I mean, they call it ghosting. So, I mean, some people ghost.
Okay.
Where it's like you don't respond to a text, you don't respond to a call, you go ghost in the hopes that that person will freaking stop texting and calling you and get the message.
Mm, okay.
So, all right. So, real quick before we close the show out. So, two shows of In Deep Show. Two shows. This question keeps coming up and coming up and coming up. BTG, I'm going to smack you when I see you. It has something to do with eating off of somebody's plate. Okay? Diego, Sonia, if you're out with somebody, do you eat off their...
Hold on, before you go, just all into it.
Okay.
Let the listeners know why we have to pose this question to them.
I just said, because I said two shows.
No. Because were just arguing this point today, having heard the past two shows.
Yeah, actually, you're right. They were talking about it.
This question has to go on their lap.
Right. They were talking about it earlier. We had some Wang, some fries. I was like, they were about to go into the conversation. I said, save it for the show. Mm-hmm. Save it for the show. Mm-hmm. So if you go out with somebody and they have food on their plate that looks delicious to you, you got your own food, do you let them have some of your food? Are you upset that they're gonna have, you know, that they're asking, or they just went into your plate and got it?
Queen's so nice the way she presents shit.
Okay, you know what? Why don't you go ahead,
fellas,
and handle it? All right.
Fellas, god damn it.
Okay.
Ladies, fellas, this is god damn it.
Don't come home with four chicken strips.
You know what I'm saying?
If you know your woman,
Diego,
I didn't want to start this again because we already did
Diego,
this on IDS.
Where do you stand on somebody all up and in and through your plate? After we both have opportunities to order what the fuck we wanted.
Honestly, and be honest, I don't care. I never cared about someone going. I'm not a food person. I don't really care if you want to have some of my food, you know, but don't fuck with my dessert. But the bottom line is, now that's where I cut you. But as far as food, you can, if you want to dig in my plate, hell, I dated a woman for 2 years and I love her to death. And that's all. Hell, she would order my food so she can have what I ate and what she ate. So I didn't really care.
What would she say? No, you gonna get the lamb.
Yeah, she would literally tell
I'm
me.
I'm gonna get the salmon.
And I would go, okay, baby, whatever, because I didn't really care about the food that much anyway. So it didn't bother me.
Yeah, I'm a sharer. So I always used to just assume that the person that I was with was a sharer. So like in my younger days, about 10 or so years ago, I would just take my fork and be like, oh, let me get your, you know what I mean? And I was dating a brother and he was like, hold up. Don't you ever do that again. So now I'm I'm a lot more courteous. So I will ask, are you a sharer? Can we share, or can I have some of yours? Because, you know, I really realize that everybody doesn't like to share their food, and that's a touchy subject. But I mean, I'm used to sharing. I've never had anybody except for that one person actually be opposed to us like sharing our food. But you know what? That's some real stuff.
It is real. Don't take that's Sonya's real. Ass nowhere to eat.
Right. It is real. I'm telling you, the last two In Deep shows, we were on it. It was a battle royale.
Wow. Yeah,
about this
to
really topic.
Be, yeah, you have to be sensitive
yeah.
to a person's
now,
feelings.
To your point, if it's a sharing thing, like Diego said, then God willing, if I want to say, baby, taste some of this. This is incredible, blah, blah, blah. Have at it.
Right.
I'm going to leave it there if you want to listen to it. We've had two other shows where I've spoke my piece.
Very passionately.
But, yeah, that sounds like a deep show.
Right.
Damn, dude. I'm going to have to save it for the show because there was someone that sent us some feedback. And wow. Yeah.
That was a touchy one.
Okay. Save it for the next one?
Yeah. That was IDS. It was IDS question.
So okay, I got you. Yeah. All right, well, anyway, I would like to thank everybody for listening. Please make sure you share this show because I really feel like there are people out there that need to hear this. And, you know, you don't want to tell them outright. You might just want to say, hey, girl, hey, homie, I need you to listen to this show because, you know, I know you were going through some things and want to see what's up. So thank you. Feedback.
I would love to see the guy or the girl that brings their mate and say, you know, let's sit down and listen to the show together.
Hey, Kmart said he did it. You know, so I'm just saying. So it's okay if you want to sit there and, you know, sit with your roster spot, your boo, bae, bun, whatever the hell the terminology is.
Can you picture it like when the question is asked and she'd be like, pause.
And turn and look at you like, well, what
well,
do you think?
Nigga.
Before they answer, I want to hear your answer. Actually, that might be a great way to listen to this show.
That band would be in there trying to play 50.
Sweat.
Well, no, I kind of feel the same way that Big B, Diego, Sonya, and Queen felt.
Right.
Nah, nigga, they had four different answers.
Which one?
Yeah, them.
All of it. All of it makes sense to me. And that's okay. And if we... You agree with all, you know, everything we said? I like you. I like you even more. So, again, feedback, indeepshow@yahoo.com.
Questions, same place.
Same voicemail,
202-750-1437. Or 1-IDS. You see why she's my right hand? We just finished each other's sentences.
Right. This was fun, just like the last show was. Sonya, Diego, Big B. I mean, I can't wait. I'm already ready to, like, tape another episode.
I know. Let's pause this motherfucker. Start next show.
Okay.
Now,
or
that itis is kicking in right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I was like, wings, fries, drinks. Done. Thanks for the wings and the fries.
Thank you for your time.
Appreciate it.
Gotta get out of here, y'all. Make sure you send in your questions. People stop being scared of us. We don't bite.
Right. Well, anonymously, you can send
Diego.
In. Well, yeah, right. You can send in. We won't tell nobody it's you. It's okay.
I am your man, Big B. For Sonya, Diego, Queenie, Sadia, etc. We out.